Welcome to this Oz Rehab Audio Explainer. In this session, we are exploring a common and often complex question: can you claim workers' compensation for a pre-existing injury? Workplace injuries remain a significant issue across Australia, with Safe Work Australia reporting a work-related injury rate of 3.5% in its 2025 national statistics. This means many workers are currently navigating treatment, time away from work, and the uncertainty of the compensation process. Understanding how an existing condition interacts with a new claim is essential for workers, employers, and health professionals alike. The short answer to the question of whether you can claim for a pre-existing condition is yes. You may be eligible for workers' compensation if your work contributed to the condition, made it worse, or caused old symptoms to return. Over the next few minutes, we will explain how these claims apply in New South Wales and across the country, covering the vital differences between recurrence and aggravation, the importance of medical evidence, and your obligations regarding disclosure. A pre-existing injury can fall within workers' compensation eligibility if there is a clear, documented connection between your employment and your current physical or psychological state. For example, you may be able to seek support if your specific work duties worsened an old injury or if a specific workplace incident caused symptoms to return. This also applies if repetitive work tasks triggered pain or reduced your functional capacity, even if your condition was stable before those work requirements changed. It includes situations where work caused a new injury to an area that had been previously injured, or where work-related stressor aggravated a pre-existing psychological condition. It is important to remember that while the presence of an old injury does not disqualify you, it does become a central part of the assessment. The focus shifts to what changed, when it changed, and why it changed. The most critical part of this assessment is the work contribution. This process involves looking at the medical evidence to determine if work played a real role in your current condition. It can feel like a stressful or personal experience because your medical history is being reviewed, but the goal is to understand the cause and the impact of your symptoms today. An old back injury, a knee issue, or a previous psychological diagnosis does not automatically end a claim. Instead, the question is whether work caused a new problem or triggered a change in your capacity. Your claim is more likely to be supported if your condition was stable prior to the workplace event, if symptoms increased immediately following specific duties, and if your treating doctor records a clear link to your job. Medical evidence is perhaps the strongest component of any claim involving a pre-existing condition. It helps separate the natural progression of a condition from a work-related aggravation. To support your claim, you should gather and maintain various records, including GP consultation notes, certificates of capacity, specialist reports, and any notes from physiotherapists or psychologists. Imaging reports, hospital records, and workplace assessment reports are also vital. When speaking with your doctor, it is essential to be honest about your medical history while clearly explaining exactly what changed at work. An accurate history helps your doctor provide a clear opinion and reduces the chance of confusion or disputes later in the claim process. In the world of workers' compensation, two terms are frequently used: recurrence and aggravation. Understanding the difference between them is key to how a claim is reviewed. A recurrence typically refers to the return of symptoms from a previous work-related injury. For instance, if a worker had an accepted lower back injury 2 years ago, recovered, and then found the same pain returning after performing work tasks, this might be classified as a recurrence. In some cases, and depending on the specific rules of the scheme, this might reactivate an earlier claim. In New South Wales, the State Insurance Regulatory Authority, or SIRA, explains that a recurrence occurs when symptoms re-emerge and the worker requires treatment or experiences incapacity once again. An aggravation, on the other hand, is the worsening of any existing injury or condition because of work. This original condition might have been caused by sport, aging, a car accident, or a home activity. The origin doesn't have to be work-related, the key factor is that work made it worse. Common examples include a nurse with prior back pain experiencing a flare-up after handling a patient, or an office worker with prior anxiety seeing their condition worsen due to workplace stressor. Aggravations can be temporary or lead to lasting effects. This distinction matters because a recurrence is often linked to an old work injury, while a new aggravation might be treated as a separate, new claim. As SIRA points out, this classification can affect both worker benefits and employer premiums, so insurers are encouraged to use a common sense evaluation of the evidence. There are instances where a claim involving a pre-existing injury may be denied. This usually happens when the evidence does not support a work-related connection. A denial does not necessarily mean a worker is being dishonest, rather, it often means the insurer believes the condition worsened due to natural progression. For example, if a worker has a long-standing knee condition that gets worse over time without any specific work incident or change in duties, the insurer may decide work did not contribute meaningfully. Other reasons for denial include a lack of clear medical evidence, such as missing diagnoses or a lack of early medical records linking the symptoms to the workplace. This leads to the important topic of disclosure. Disclosure rules vary across Australia, but the safest approach is to be honest when asked relevant medical questions during hiring, workplace assessments, or medical appointments. Proper disclosure allows employers to understand risks and plan safe duties, which ultimately supports better treatment planning and reduces the risk of further injury. In Queensland, for example, WorkSafe explains that an employer can request disclosure of pre-existing conditions that could be aggravated by the role, provided the request is in writing and details the duties involved. While giving false or misleading information can create risks for your claim, simply having a pre-existing condition does not lose you your eligibility. If you are in New South Wales, the insurer will look at a variety of factors to assess a claim, including when symptoms started, what you and your employer reported, and your current capacity for work. The goal is to show what changed because of your job. If your claim is accepted, you may be entitled to benefits such as income support through weekly payments, medical treatment for GP and specialist care, and rehabilitation services to support your recovery and return to work. If you are feeling unsure about your eligibility, if your condition is getting worse, or if your claim is being delayed, it is important to seek help early. You don't have to wait until a situation becomes unmanageable. Keep written records of all communication and ask your doctor to clarify the work connection if it seems unclear. At Oz Rehab, we provide workplace rehabilitation and return to work support for people recovering from injuries, including those with pre-existing conditions. While we do not decide legal eligibility, as that is the role of the insurer, we do help workers, employers, and doctors understand capacity and duties. Our services include workplace assessments, functional capacity evaluations, and vocational support to help you move forward. To summarize the key points we have covered today, you can claim workers' compensation for a pre-existing injury if work contributed to or worsened the condition. The difference between recurrence and aggravation is central to how claims are managed, and medical evidence is the most important tool you have to show that work-related impact. Honest disclosure and early reporting are the best ways to ensure your claim is assessed correctly and that you receive the support you need, which may include income, treatment, and rehabilitation. Thank you for listening. We hope you learned something useful today. If you need workers' compensation support or want to learn more about how we can help with your recovery, you can call us at 1300-391-947 or email office@ozrehab.com. For more information, visit ozrehab.com.